Chargers and Raiders, it's going to be Justin Fields. Jaylen Warren, questionable. Aiden O'Connell will make his first start of the year for the Raiders. And Davante Adams nursing a hamstring, in air quotes, as he waits for a trade. Adam Schefter saying this week that teams like the Jets and Saints, his preferred destination, slowing down because of all the upheaval with both of those teams. Derek Carr hurt in New Orleans. Spencer Rattler going to start. I am here at the Stadium Swim at the Circa Las Vegas. Malzi's back in Pittsburgh. Chris, I can report to you that even though I am just sitting on a couch in the shade, it's so hot now. I said dry heat, better. But now I've got back sweat going on. I've already reached that point now in the day.
Now see,
where it's a back sweat.
I'm a little surprised to hear that.
Shirt now sticking to my back.
When I was in Vegas, I was heavier than I am now, I think, or yeah, definitely heavier.
On all your
and the dry heat didn't bother me at all. Maybe you gotta. I know you've been at the personal trainer for a while. Maybe lose a few more
lbs.
I was
at the gym this morning.
Oh, how did that little
the iron here
and you
morning.
Had a you had like a pre-programmed workout sent to you by your trainers, right?
I did. I almost got into a fight with somebody down there too.
How? Why?
Because I was using a bench and he just moved my stuff. I said, "What are we doing here, buddy?"
Did he look like a person who, if it had actually escalated?
Oh no, no.
You were gonna get an ass kicking.
My battles. No, I was. It was the opposite. It was a much smaller person. If it was a bigger guy, I would have said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Let me move my stuff."
Oh, I absolutely think a small person at the gym might be even more dangerous. The big guy knows he can beat you up. The small person might have something to prove.
Yeah, but he meekly said, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and I think he was intimidated by me.
He didn't know any better.
Anyways, Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Our next guest, I go way back with this guy. When I first got to Syracuse, Mulsey, they had a program at the radio station, the student station there, WAER, and he listened to my first sportscast, which were probably awful, and I'm sure he gave me constructive criticism or at least let me down easy. He has gone on to do great things. You hear him on Westwood One doing NCAA tournament games and part of all the pregame coverage with that here on The Fan. And he replaced the great Brent Musburger as the voice of the Las Vegas Raiders. And he joins us right now. Jason Horwitz is here with us on 93.7 The Fan. Jason, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller, how are you today?
Can we talk about your back sweat? I think that's what all of Pittsburgh wants to talk about, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That seems like it would be a solid conversation starter for a 105.
Well, Jason, you moved out here, right? I mean, does this happen a lot? Are you no?
So I actually don't live in Vegas. I still live back east, and I appreciate the fact that you are getting an extra couple of days out there to get ready for the Steelers and the Raiders. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, maybe that's what's keeping you away.
What?
Back sweat potential.
Let me tell you something. So I lived in New York City for 14 years, and you walk everywhere in New York City, and like where we live in New Jersey, like you a town feel and walk and all that stuff. So like when I first got the job in Las Vegas, someone was doing an article about the guy taking over for Brent Musburger, and I was leaving the Raiders practice facility to go meet him at a restaurant, and I looked, I'm like, yeah, it's 1.2 miles. 116 degrees. What a terrible decision.
See, Jason, I used to walk around New York City, though, like once upon a time when I was a much younger man and dating a woman who lived out there. And I always thought it was a tougher walk there. It's too humid. You got steam and smells coming out everywhere, at least in the middle of the desert. I just throw
you're
on a hat.
You're in pot galore now.
Well, yeah. Hey, Jason, I have a question before we get to the nitty-gritty here. Taking over for Brent Musburger, did you feel, now as a Syracuse man, you would not feel pressure in many situations, but did you feel pressure to incorporate shameless but sly gambling references into your calls at all?
No, mostly because we're not allowed to gamble.
No, I'm talking about and you know what? That is a very interesting touchdown here in a 42-7 game.
The reference, but I also didn't feel the need to, blindly put in comments about college ladies in the audience either.
Yes. Good point. A.J. McCarron's girlfriend. Yeah, we all remember that.
He is.
Jason.
But he is legendary. And, just like you guys who had the great Bill Hillgrove just retire, the Raiders, they haven't had a lot of play-by-play guys in their history. Bill King and then Greg Papa and then Brunt for a few years. So it's not a very long list. It's a very distinguished list. I certainly felt pretty honored to be part of it.
Jason Horwitz with us here, the voice of the Raiders. Jason, Davante Adams, are you 100% sure he's going to get traded soon?
No. And you know, I'm cautious about everyone speculating on his relationship with Antonio Pierce for a couple of different reasons. Number one, you know, just from personal viewings of the two of them together over the last few weeks, that, you know, it doesn't look like it's something that is contentious on the surface. So that's A. B, you've got to have a market. And like, I am of the belief that, you know, if you don't think he will be here next year, you're better off trading him than having nothing to show for it. But that being said, like, if the Raiders win this weekend, they're 2-1 without him, 3-3 in an AFC where so many teams have fallen flat, you know, that were in the playoffs last year, whether it's Miami or Cleveland, people thought Jacksonville would be good, you know, take your pick. And so, like, if you're 3-3, you're not out of it. And what you said earlier about what Schefter reported, like, the Saints aren't going to have Derek Carr. He doesn't want to go play with Spencer Rattler. The Jets are a mess, and it's not just Robert Saleh. Aaron Rodgers is a big reason why they're a mess. And so, like, you know, people have rumored the Steelers. People have rumored the Bills. We'll see if that picks up again. But the market has to be there, and I don't think the Raiders would trade him for just a fourth or a fifth round pick if that's all they can get.
How good is he still when he's healthy?
Good. I mean, you know, he led the league in touchdowns 2 years ago and 14 grabs, and last year was another year over 100 catches. Like, and just go back to week two of this year, you know. The Raiders are down by 10 points in the fourth quarter at Baltimore, and the Raiders win the football game because of Davante Adams. He had 86 yards in the fourth quarter alone and two incredible catches down the sideline, including one which, you know, somehow miraculously his toes stayed in bounds. So he is still very good. He's not like the highest of he has ever been. He's had a couple of uncharacteristic drops when he's played, but he's still very good and still a top player in the league.
Is he really injured, Jason? Is it a hamstring because he wants traded, or does he legitimately have an injury?
I mean, I can't answer that. I mean, by all reports, he's rehabbing and he's in the facility. And
okay.
You know, it was reported that the injury happened during the Thursday practice leading up to the Cleveland Browns game in Week 4. You know, I'll take that at the surface. And you know, he's got a hamstring injury and he's working his way back.
Jason,
do you think Mark Davis, Jason, would say, we are not trading Davante Adams to our ancient rival Pittsburgh Steelers over my dead body?
I don't know about that. You know, I think it depends what happens here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But I also think it depends what happens in 2 days. You know, if the Steelers win and, you know, the Raiders lose next week at L.A. against the Rams, and you're staring at 2-5 with Kansas City coming to town, and he's not playing. I think there's more to say about that, you know. But I think a lot depends on Sunday. I really do. If the Raiders win on Sunday and Aiden O'Connell looks better than Gardner Minshew and somehow the defense comes up to form, you know, look, the other part to this, too, there's a lot for Luke Getsy in this game, right? You know, the Luke Getsy Justin Fields aspect of this is probably quieted because of the Davante Adams trade rumors. But, you know, those two guys, you know, all of last year, Justin Fields was like, oh, it's Luke Getsy's fault. And people like Luke Getsy, who like Luke Getsy, are like, well, it's Justin Fields' fault. And I guess someday we might find out.
Jason, in throughout Steelers-Raiders' recent history, names like Bruce Gradkowski, Terrell Pryor, a couple of Pittsburgh guys have suited up at quarterback for the Raiders and then ripped the Steelers' guts out in games that I think most of Pittsburgh expected the Steelers to win. Weird stuff has happened when the Steelers play the Raiders, especially on the road. Is Aiden O'Connell, is he a guy that Steelers fans should be respecting heading into this thing, that he could pull off something wild and actually put up numbers and realistically get the Raiders a win here?
So, preseason, you know, I do the TV broadcast on preseason with Rich Gannon and you know, Pennsylvania native Matt Millen. And they both thought Aiden O'Connell was the better player. They both thought he should be the starter. They thought he makes more plays. He's quicker with his decisions. He's not afraid to let it rip, and the plays that are there to be made, he made. Now, he's also more the knock on him was that he's more turnover prone and not as mobile. But the reason that they're making the change is that Gardner Minshew has turned it over at very inopportune times in every game but one. And so that's the reason they're making the change. The offense has become stagnant. And Aiden O'Connell's been in this position before. When Antonio Pierce took over last year for Josh McDaniels, their first order of business after firing the offensive coordinator was to make Aiden O'Connell the starter. And there were games last year where he was really bad, but there were games last year where he was dynamic. And so the answer is yes. He is a guy that he's not a guy that's going to be out of the league in a couple of years. I think Aiden O'Connell is going to be around for a long time, most of the way probably as a backup or a guy that can come in and play. But he's absolutely a guy that can win football games. You know, the last four games last year, Aiden O'Connell, 8 touchdown passes, 0 turnovers. And the Raiders went 3-1 in those games. So the hope is that he doesn't turn the ball over, he makes some plays, and we move from there. The difference is he had Devontae Adams in all of those games. They do not have Devontae Adams, and Jacoby Myers today is returning to practice for the first time all week.
Jason, before we let you run, we paid Patrick Queen $40 million and $13 million a year to plug our hole at inside linebacker, and through 5 games, the experiment has gone terribly wrong. We let Robert Spillane walk in free agency because Robert Spillane was try hard, first guy in, last guy out, constant motor, all of those things people say about the slower white linebacker. And now his numbers from here look amazing in Vegas. What the hell has gotten into Bob Spillane with the Raiders?
Well, he had a kid. Bob Spillane had a kid. That helps, right? That gets you moving. His attitude, he and Max Crosby, their attitude, their leadership, they feed off each other. He had a game last year. We had 2 interceptions. And remember, last year the Raiders offense, the first, 10, 11 games, couldn't score. And so the defense had to win a bunch, and he was a big reason why. And now he's tied for the NFL lead in tackles, and he's just in the right spot, right time, all the time. He's a great run stopper. But honestly, though, Phil Pony, like we saw that 2 years ago. Remember, it was Christmas Eve. It was the 50-year anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, and Robert Spillane was starting for you guys at that point. He had a massive game against the Raiders. I actually think that's the reason he's a Raider. And he's carry that on. He's a really good football player who's always around the football, and he talked about it this week. Like, playing this game on Sunday means a lot to him because the Steelers didn't re-sign him. And, from my vantage point, hopefully that means he's going to force 2 fumbles.
Jason, great to catch up with you, man. Keep killing it in Vegas with the Raiders. We hope you lose by 30 on Sunday, but I'm proud of the work you're doing, man. Keep it up, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
Enjoy your trip out there.
Thank you. I do need to get like a fan or something in here. How about that, Malzy? Interesting stuff from Jason. We'll catch up with Bryant McFadden next. He'll preview this matchup and more and tell us what he thinks of the quarterback decision by Mike Tomlin. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Right now, a headline.